Well, I don't know if you remember, but that was actually the theme song for Expo 88. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
That was the extended version.
That was the extended version. Fantastic. It only happens once in your lifetime, except in the case of John McGregor, my studio guest. John, you got into Expo 88.
Yes.
As what? Way back, way back.
Yes, 16 years ago now.
16 years ago. And you've been following expos around the world ever since. And now you've made it to the big time because you're virtually, you're involved in the marketing of expos around the world now. Tell me your story.
Oh, well, it's a long story, but to cut a long story short, I got involved at Expo 88 shortly after staying in Japan for a year as an exchange student. And that was my wonderful entree into Expo 88. I worked in the Japan Pavilion as an attendant. So I got to meet, you know, people from all over the world, and certainly working for the expo was an eye-opening experience. And during that time, I met with a lot of people who were professional expo hoppers. And I thought, geez, that sounds good. And
you're expo tragics, basically.
The ones who haven't quite recovered yet from the closing ceremony, you mean?
Yes, yes.
Well, basically, so the next exposition was in Seville, Spain. And I thought, you know, I like learning languages. I could always learn Spanish. And I did a BA in Asian Studies in between the two expos. And lo and behold, I went to the Seville Expo a year before it started, and I checked out the construction site, I made a few contacts, and I went back a year later, just a month before the Seville Expo started, and I ended up getting a job with the VIP Visitors Department of the Organising Committee. And Seville, again, like Brisbane, I mean, all expos are wonderful. They're always, it's always, for me, it's like, it's a real inspiration to work at an exposition because the whole world is gathered in one place. It's like a microcosm of cultures, of peoples, ideas, events. And lo and behold, after Seville, there was another exposition in South Korea. And and I did Korean as a minor at uni. So I thought, look, I can use my Korean. I can go to another exposition. And I ended up working as a press release writer in South Korea.
This song's finally come to an end. There you go. That's not bad, is it? Keep going, sorry.
So that's just the start. But there were other expositions along the way. There is an organization, much like the International Olympic Committee, called the Bureau of International Expositions, which is based in Paris. And
oh, gee, that's a bureaucrat's delight, isn't it? The Bureau
of International Expositions.
Oh, get me a job there as a media officer or something. Right, go on.
And anyway, so basically their job is to regulate the number of expositions. And what we found in the 80s and 90s is that there were actually quite a lot of expositions 2 or 3 years in between each other. And these things are not cheap to run. So with the 21st century, they've come up with the idea that we'll only have expositions every 5 years. So the next exposition is 2005 in Japan. Then there's another one in 2010 in Shanghai. They just recently won that bid. But in the meantime, there's also been this new organization established by the Bureau called the Assembly of Expo Cities and Regions. And that had its inaugural launch in 2002 in Spain to mark the 10th anniversary of the Seville Expo. And I was quite honored to be selected to work as a volunteer at that conference. And it's a gathering of former cities and regions that have held expositions. And so I got to be... There was no Brisbane delegate, unfortunately, although we do have eligibility to become an official member of this new association. But certainly... from that, I realised that Brisbane didn't really have very much to record the exposition. So I said to myself, when I go back to Australia, I'm going to change that situation. I'm going to do a website on World Expo 88. And I'm very proud to announce that it had its official launch just 2 weeks ago, 16th anniversary of 30th of April 2000. 16th anniversary of 30th of April 1988, the official opening of the World Expo 88.
What's the website address?
The website address is... It's hometown.aol.com/Foundation Expo 88. But if you can't remember that, the easiest thing to do
is... We'll leave it with Switchboard. If people want it, they can call our Switchboard. We'll get it off you.
People can go into Google. Just go into Google, type in Foundation Expo 88, and it'll come up straight away. So it's easy to find.
Yeah, there you go.
So this was a project of mine to chronicle and catalogue Expo 88 on the internet. And I'm also lobbying City Hall so that Brisbane does ratify its membership of this assembly, the Assembly of Expo Cities and Regions, of which we should be an automatic member.
So how many expos have you been involved with now yourself personally?
Well, so far it's been three.
Okay.
And there was an
expo... Yeah, you've volunteered your way into a full-time gig.
No, I've been paid all the way.
Okay.
So it's lovely to be able to work in something you believe in and get paid for it as well.
Yep.
But my intention from now on, what I want to do is, along with this website, I want to create a museum space at South Bank so that there's a permanent commemorative space for World Expo 88. So this
program, some of the pavilions are still there. I mean, the
Nepalese Peace Pagoda is, and that there, could yep. be a possible venue for, like, a cabinet space or something else, or, you know, there were quite a few different ideas, but I'd prefer something at West End or South Bank or South Brisbane.
Okay.
So just something to keep the Expo dream alive. And that's partly what this new association, the Association of Expo Cities and Regions, is all about. It's about sharing networks. It's about building on our cultural heritage, because World Expo 88 was a watershed experience of Brisbane. It changed the nature of our city dramatically. I mean, we now go to the city on Sundays and expect all the shops to be open. That certainly wasn't the case in the early 80s. But it just certainly did change the way we are. And I want the website to be a permanent commemoration of that wonderful event. So people are more than welcome to visit. If they have photos that they'd like to share, or if they have their own expo story, they can just send me an email and I'll put it up on the website. So it's everybody's website.
Well, I still think you're an expo tragic, but well done.
Thank you.
Well done, John. Well, listen, so that you've got the details there. If you've got any of those photos or emails or memories of Expo, you can put it on John's website. If you missed the point there, if you just type Foundation Expo 88, and just put it into the Google search engine, and it'll pop up John's website. We'll let you go, John. Thank you very much, but we'll pass it on to people if they need details of that. So hopefully that'll help you out and you can find the details.